The year was 1889, and the place was Neosho, Missouri. As one of the most fascinating and underrated artists slipped onto this earth, Thomas Hart Benton was a title first made famous by the artist's father, a well-known politician who shared his son's name. But then the politician's son made the name Thomas Hart Benton far more famous than it previously was. Although he did begin his artistic career as a cartoonist for a local newspaper in Joplin, Missouri, he would eventually rise to be a leader of the regionalist art movement alongside Grant Wood. He was known for many famous paintings such as Boomtown, Threshing Wheat, and, of course, The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley, which he painted in 1934. When one finds himself looking at The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley, his eye is immediately drawn toward the central area, which displays an angry man wielding a bloody knife, leaning over a woman clutching her wounded chest, who was most likely stabbed by this man just seconds earlier. Viewers most likely infer after seeing this spectacle that the man is stabbing his lover out of jealousy. But why is the painting trying to make the man seem like the antagonist, even though he was supposedly double-crossed by the woman? The answer to this question is simple. The woman is innocent, and the man has been misguided, although he will later learn the truth and will regret his wrongdoing for the rest of his life. Then one's eye tends to wander toward the trio of solemn musicians, whom are most likely playing a blues song which shares the painting's title, The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley. It is upon this song the artist Thomas Hart Benton based his painting. The song begins with the lyrics, "It was down in a lone green valley where the roses bloom and fade," and goes on to tell the story of this jealous lover and the woman. One thing that may be noted about the violinist, who wears green pants and is sitting in between the other two musicians, is that both his hat and his facial features seem similar to those of the man who is committing the murder. Is it possible that they are the same person, and the musician is telling what he had done earlier in his life? And even so, why is he not in prison or dead? There are multiple possibilities, but the main ones seem to be that the law never found out about the stabbing, that he was never legally proven to be a murderer, or that he is an escaped convict. But then again, he may not even be the same man. Rather, the murderer has been put away or just imprisoned by a life of gloom or guilt. The moral of both the song and the painting is never to act solely out of anger. This has been Tom Riggs with another Bulldog Podcast.